today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Emily Francis. The Prime Minister says his government's position on climate change has the potential to end the climate wars. Peter Freestone reports.
Anthony Albanese remains adamant Labor's new climate target has broad support, despite a push from some Pacific leaders for Australia to increase it. He says his government has a mandate to implement its target to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% by 2030, ahead of legislation being introduced when Parliament resumes. Mr. Albanese told the ABC the government's approach to climate action puts Australia back on the world stage for the right reasons.
We have a mandate for our position. It's an opportunity to end the climate wars that have hindered action for more than a decade now. We need to seize that opportunity.
The government is set to push ahead with plans to co-host a future United Nations climate summit alongside Pacific nations. However, countries in the region are urging Australia to adopt a bigger emissions target to combat climate change.
A royal commission has been told poverty in remote Indigenous communities is hampering access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Advocates say many families live in overcrowded housing and rely on Social Security for their income, leading to their NDIS plan being low priority. The Disability Royal Commission has shifted its focus to how Indigenous Australians living in remote communities access disability services. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has defended a decision to scrap a program offering free rapid COVID-19 tests for concession card holders. In January, the previous government introduced the scheme for low-income earners and pensioners amid soaring caseloads and pressure from the Labor opposition to make the testing kits free across the board. Healthcare providers have criticised the move, warning it will encourage people to ignore COVID symptoms. But Mr. Albanese told RN it's time to scale back the free rats.
We inherited a range of positions from the former government, and we also inherited $1 trillion of debt. And I'd encourage concession card holders to go and get their 10 free rapid antigen tests that they're eligible for by the end of this month.
Overseas and in the US, a hearing into last year's attacks on the US Capitol has resumed with a key focus on former President Donald Trump's social media. The seventh hearing investigated a tweet sent by Mr. Trump promoting what he called big protests set to take place on January 6 and urging people to participate. The committee presented evidence which they say proves that the tweet posted in December 2020 essentially functioned as a rallying cry to extremist groups. It has also been alleged Mr. Trump attempted to contact a witness about their potential testimony. The final public hearing is expected to take place next week. To sport, and the Queensland Maroons camp says it's confident it can take out tonight's State of Origin Rugby League decider against the New South Wales Blues. This is despite two Queensland stars being ruled out with COVID. Origin debutant Tom Dearden and experienced Corey Oates will step into the void. Assistant coach Josh Hanney told the ABC despite the setbacks, Queensland is still in a strong position.
We've had a really good week's preparation, a couple of disruptions. Players are in really good spirits and we're really confident the group we've got, we can overcome those disruptions and do our state proud tonight.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
Hey, welcome back to the studio listening online 90.5. My name is Mario Beckes and this is the Sydney best radio talk show live, the Battlefield, and let's go crunch into the temperature. Current temperature is 16 degrees and the rest of the week is going to be following. Thursday, 14 July, 16 degrees. Friday, 17 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be very chilly in the morning, 2 degrees and 17 degrees. And then from Sunday, 17 July, temperature slowly rising, 20 degrees, 18 degrees, and Tuesday, 18 degrees. Now, as for the rain, we're going to expect some rain following Monday and Tuesday. You're listening live 90.5, live to Battlefield with Mario. We take a slow intro and then I'm going to introduce you to my very first guest.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Life, the Battlefield podcast series, presented by the Managing Director of Insight Intelligence Group, ex-military and diplomatic security intelligence services specialist, and now best-selling author, Mario Bekes, ambassador and activist for humanity. Everything in this podcast is drawn from Mario's first-hand experiences, from his vulnerable childhood to his 1,800 consecutive days as a combatant in the brutal Croatian Civil War, culminating in the forging of a new life and business in Australia. These podcasts deliver a stimulating, original and new perspective, coupled with insights, tactics, tools and routines that you can use to live more effectively as your best self in this challenging world. Ultimately, Life the Battlefield talks about the most important concerns we all have: how to have hope, to cope, how to survive and thrive in 2022 and beyond, and invites you to join the conversation.
Alive 90.5.
Hey, welcome back to the studio. You're listening Alive 90.5, Life the Battlefield with Mario Bekes. And I have the guest in studio. His name is Karim Bokor. How are you, Karim?
Good, thank you. How are you, Mario?
I can't complain, Karim. Just want to try to find the sound of yours. So, yeah, Karim, listen, I'd like to give you the big introduction to you because I'm very impressed with your bio. And to all our listeners, I just want you to know that I chased Karim for some time now to be guest on my my show in studio. Unfortunately, Karim, he lives in a different state, so it's a true pleasure to talk to him today. So, Karim, for all our listeners, please, I'd like to you share with all of our listeners who is Karim and what Karim become today.
So who is Karim? So my profession, I am a business and life coach. And I come this way because in my first business, I felt like I was overworked. And I felt like I constantly had to do everything and I just felt like I was going down in quicksand, because the more that I did, I felt that that would be the solution.
Yes.
And I kept going and going, and it wasn't the solution.
When you say no solution, what do you mean no solution? Is that like a burnout, or how did you know that you're going in circles and that's happened to you?
I constantly just kept trying to work harder and trying to keep doing more out of doing achievements, and I learned that I wasn't, because I just felt burnt out. I was very anxious. I was depressed. I was stuck. I didn't know what to do, because the more that I moved or the more that I tried new things, I always felt myself back at square one.
Can I ask you something? Like, it's between you and I and another 900,000 listeners of this radio station, but it's very difficult for the person to admit, their faults.
Yes.
And, their setbacks. And what I'm admiring you and people like yourself, which is not many, to say, I was trying to do more, I tried to work harder, but yet, I realized that I'm not doing something right. For that one, I'm admiring you. But may I ask you, how was your day consisted then when you felt that you're working harder but you're not achieving the goals? And who put you in the front of these goals? Did you give your goals to yourself or your parents or somebody else?
So I think these goals just came from me just wanting to live up to certain expectations and, me wanting to provide for my family, so in the first week that I opened up my cafe or my business, my first child was born. So I immediately went into father mode and just wanting to be the best for him, right?
Yes.
Just like my father did. He came from Egypt as an immigrant with nothing.
Yes.
And he wanted the best for us. And he worked, he washed dishes when he came to Australia, where he was a very successful businessman in Egypt. But he came down and he knew that he just needed to work harder.
Yeah, but that's...
And,
continue.
And it wasn't until that I had to look inside within myself, and I thought to myself that this isn't working, and the most painful bit was looking within me. But I had to take accountability for what I was doing and sort of say to myself, okay, how did I get here? And I need to look within myself to see what needs to be done.
Karim, may I ask a question? Like, we all have a perception about coffee shops as a very lucrative business, and all these beautiful commercials, like we just make a barista makes a coffee and Earth is beautiful, but I don't believe in that spin, you know what I mean? So do you mind just take a step back and just share with our listeners, when you run your coffee shop, what is that involves, you know what I mean? What activities, you know what I mean? Obviously, you don't wake up 10 o'clock in the morning and, you know, let's go, people come for coffee in afternoon. But, you know, can you just share with us, like, you know, like, how much sacrifice?
I had the perception of, I'd love a coffee shop because, you know, it would give me the lifestyle. Yes. I actually bought into a coffee shop because I wanted to spend more time with family.
Oh, okay.
And I quickly realized that it wasn't actually that. There's a lot of moving parts. You have to think about preparation. So what type of things do you have to prepare for the next day?
Yes.
How your profit margins. You have to look about wastage. What if you don't sell all that food? What's going to happen to all that money that you've spent on it?
Hmm.
The biggest part for me was the people.
Yes.
So in any business, whether it's a cafe or a tech business, which I'm interested in, or any of those types of things, it's the people.
Yes.
I thought that I was just going to go in and the people will greet me nicely and, you know, how do you want us to run your business and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I quickly realized that these people had their own challenges and that I couldn't control any of that.
Yeah.
So if these people were sick or they've had their own challenges or their own problems at home or, you know, that's going to come out into the business as well and affect the business.
Yes.
So there were all these moving parts before I even could earn any profit. How was I going to manage all that? And how was I going to help empower my staff and empower the customers so I could even generate my first dollar? It took me so long for me to even realize when I could do that. So this was the biggest, was the people that were helping me in the business.
No, you're not short of then admiration from myself. I truly believe from our listeners. But before we take a short break, Karim, so you can have a sip of water and, you know, relax. If somebody comes to you and say, like, listen, Karim, I want to have a coffee shop because I have a great lifestyle, good money, you know, I'm prepared to, you know, work hard from 9 to 5 in coffee shop. What your advice would be somebody even before the venture into that type of the business?
Yeah, in any business, including a cafe or whatever it is, I would ask them, for what purpose are you wanting to own this business? Whether it's a coffee shop or any other business that you're buying. You have to be really bought in and really, is this your purpose? Do you love this? Is this what you want to do? Is this your purpose? If you were to wake up tomorrow and the business wasn't performing well, you need to have this life purpose for you to keep going and weathering out the storm. Otherwise, you'll just keep going to different businesses. This is what I would ask them.
I just love Karim. Ladies and gentlemen, Karim Bakar... your surname, Karim?
Boktor.
I want to make sure that I pronounce properly. Karim Boktor with us in studio live over the phone. We take a short break, and after the break, we continue conversation with this truly awesome human who's going to share with us his insights into life and how he could be successful.
Does your smile embarrass you? If you have loose, damaged or missing teeth or loose-fitting dentures, better call Dr. Jack. Dr. Jack and the team at Infinity Dental Care can restore a rock-solid smile using an oral procedure called Digital Full Arch Solution. We remove broken teeth, replacing them with a healthy smile you'll be proud to show off. For a radiant smile designed to last your lifetime, schedule a consultation today at infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
This train will be stopping at Pendle Hill, Toongabby, Seven Hills.
Blacktown! You are my Blacktown, my only Blacktown. You make me happy when skies are grey. You never notice how much I love you. Please don't take my Blacktown away.
Mount Druitt, St Mary's, Warrington.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Station sponsor.
Every year, 1 in 5 Australians, friends, family or work colleagues will experience some form of mental illness. Open Your Mind is an initiative of Australian Rotary Health, a charity dedicated to funding mental health research. With your help, we can continue to fund many important projects that will contribute to the prevention and treatment of mental illnesses that impact so many lives. Open your mind to mental health and make a difference today. Just Google Open Your Mind.
Welcome back to the studio, listening live 90.5, Life the Battlefield Mario. That being said, it's very interesting to, we have the guest from Melbourne, you know, besieged city of Melbourne, and a person who truly show his resilience, his capabilities to improvise, adjust and move ahead. Most importantly, my guest Karim Boktor in Melbourne is somebody who share with all of you your life experiences, but he done step extra. What is that step extra? We're gonna find out right now. So Karim, welcome back to the studio.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome. My question for you, it's very simple. I was just pressing wrong buttons. Now, you transition yourself from the coffee shop, and plus another thing, it is of token of admiration, it is. Congratulations, you survived like 700 days in Siberia, now called Melbourne. I remember as a kid, you know, like we had, because I was born in communism, there was a book, you know, 900 days in Leningrad,
yeah.
And all these, you know, besieged cities, you know, I know them from inside the outside. And for that one, I admire you. But Karim, enough about lockdowns. Question I do have for you. You survived the most difficult times in your life, newborn, you know, young family, running coffee shop, people, they don't understand what a life around a coffee shop actually requires. So inviting everybody, come on the website, live905.com.au, tonight at 6:30 on podcast Live the Battlefield. Karim Boktor is going to explain to you very shortly in interview with me what it takes. So Karim, from the coffee shop, what was the next step?
So I think for me, it was looking internally and identifying what baggage I was holding on that wasn't helping me succeed in my business. So it wasn't just that. So I thought that I would hire a business coach. So I hired a business coach, and it was great because he knew about the numbers, he knew about the strategy, he knew about, okay, well, you need to do this type of marketing, you need to do that. But I felt that was a missing link.
Yes.
That missing link was the human side element.
Yeah.
What about all the stuff that I had, you know, I was anxious. I just I was just generally anxious. I was sometimes depressed. I hate being told what to do. I was very ego-driven. I had all these things that I had held on to, and I didn't even know that I was doing it. So this was the missing link. And what I had to do then after that was then hire a life coach.
Okay.
Someone who could understand and help me cut through all that crap that I believed or that I was holding on to. And then I had to keep going back and forth to the life coach and then to the business coach.
Jesus, that looks like a long journey. But how did you know who you're going to choose? Because one thing what our listeners don't know, Karim is the coach now and has a full credentials.
Yes.
And, the guy, he lived and breathed and, you know, he knows what a life it is. But how did you know who to choose, Karim? Excuse me.
That's okay. I knew because that other life coach or that business coach had gone through the same thing that I had gone through.
Yes.
And he could really understand and, you know, there was no gray area.
Yes.
They sort of knew and they can understand what I experienced. They didn't just do a week course. They just didn't, you know, wake up and think to themselves, oh, I'm going to be a life coach today. They've got all these credentials. They've got the experience and they're willing to help.
Yes.
Mm.
And
I think that's the way that I, this is the notion that I took. Growing up, I was the dumbest kid in the room. I couldn't speak. I had a really bad stutter and probably ADD. I didn't even know. The teachers put me into a corner and I had this belief that I was never good enough or I was never deserving. So out of high school, I had a diploma.
Yeah.
But I knew that I really loved business and I really wanted to give a good example. Mm. So what I did was that I told myself that I was going to get an MBA. So
okay.
I did whatever I could. So I've got this MBA. With a specialty in entrepreneurship because this is the stuff that really interests me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was doing that, I felt like there was another side that I had to do, which was the life coaching side as well.
So you felt inside yourself that you need to do this, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I remember sitting down, I remember quitting my job, a very high, respectful job. I just wasn't fulfilled. I was achieving, so always wanting, you know, to do things which I thought would make me happy.
Yes.
But it wasn't fulfilling. And I remember I was so stressed one day that I called up my boss and I just quit. I remember sitting down watching TV and I remember watching Tony Robbins help so many people and he was just sitting there and he had this, like, superhuman presence about him.
Yes.
I remember thinking to myself, how is he helping so many people in such little time? And I researched, what he had studied.
Yes.
And then I went on, and this was my journey. So I went on and did all the stuff that he studied, but plus more. Because I felt like that I had to learn everything. And I wasn't doing this to thinking that I would ever be a coach. But then afterwards, when I learned everything, and I saw how much it helped me in such little time, and how happy I was, and how much lighter I felt and how much of a transformation I got, that I needed to get the world this out there. And I felt it was my responsibility, that who else was going to look after these business owners who didn't have that understanding of that missing link of the human element.
Yes.
Of the person that's driving this bus or this car. They need to be clever and they need to be thinking faster. They need to be feeling lighter. They need to feel happier.
You know,
because if they're not, then the other person will.
You know, just on that note, two things. First of all, to say publicly, you know, you have a stutter and you didn't feel, you know, worthy enough that you can be successful, happy, whatever was going through your head, it's a big thing. You know, we're always ignoring that inner voice and, I must agree, like, you know, I can't defend, you know, my behavior as a kid in primary school, even in high school and even university, but the thing it is, we being conditioned by the society from very early age. You know, like I can see how positively you're talking about your father, who looked after his family, and you took this over, you know, from him to, you know, look after your family. But second thing it is, you know, that well, I will say this, you're 1% of the people who's going to leave the good paid job and, you know, I mean, listen in a voice and go out, because I presume everybody told you, you know, what are you doing, Karim? Are you crazy? You know, I mean, why would you leave that job and go into uncertainty, you know, uncharted waters, you know, being like a Marco Polo explorer of the life, yeah. You know what I mean, on your own expense. Am I right or?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because it's like, you know, leaving the good job. Anyway, take a short break. Karim Bokhtar from Melbourne with us. Ladies and gentlemen, life lesson. Karim Bokhtar, you want this? Tune tonight, website, alive905.com.au on the podcast section, Live to Battlefield, and you'll be glad you did. We take a short break.
Alive 90.5.
McGrath Estate Agents understand that selling your home is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. With award-winning teams in the hills, their service goes above and beyond any other to create great results and lifelong relationships to deliver the best possible result. Brett Humby of McGrath Estate Agents will unlock value in your home you never knew existed. To realise more and experience the McGrath advantage with Brett Humby, head to mcgrath.com.au or search Brett Humby today. Station sponsor.
Learn something new in 2022 with the Parramatta College. Term 2 courses are open for enrolment and include business and work skills, computer skills, leisure and lifestyle, languages. The Parramatta College also offer New South Wales government-funded courses. Eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with an award-winning community college. Enrol today at the Parramatta College. Call 9687 2072. That's 9687 2072. Or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
Hills.
Dr. Hawkesbury Community Newspaper is a family-owned and operated free community magazine. 10,000 copies are printed every fortnight and delivered to 75 different locations across the Hills and Hawkesbury areas. If you're unable to pick up a printed copy, there is free online access at hillstohawkesbury.com.au plus the newspaper's social media sites. The Hills to Hawkesbury team's aim is to inform, involve and inspire, which is why partnering with Alive 90.5 makes perfect sense. Station sponsor. Super Health is a health practice that finds a solution to your health problem. The body is logical. The problems you are dealing with will make sense when we know your strength in gravity, organ system health, and thought patterns. At Super Health, we find the cause and solution to your complex health challenge. Your recovery nailed. If no one can give you a satisfactory answer to your health challenge, book an appointment with Super Health. Station sponsor.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters, ingrained quality.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening Alive 90.5. Live to Butterfield with Mario Beckes and my guest from Melbourne, Karim Bokhtar. Now, the question for all of you I have, are you looking excuses? Are you pointing finger in every direction, blaming everybody for your setbacks and failures, or you truly want to achieve something in your life? And what is the life then create a legacy for yourself, for your family, for your children, you know, even your cats, who cares? But stop giving yourself excuses that something cannot be done. Reason why I'm saying this to you, it's not because I just, you know, I want to express my ego and, you know, talking how great I am or everybody else. But I have today the privilege to interview the guest from Melbourne. He's been there, he's done that. And now he shares his wisdoms and knowledge with all of us. Karim, please share with us. So you become the life and a business business consultant and life coach, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
now,
very correct.
You know, after your setbacks and your public admissions, you know, I mean, as a child in school and a failure in many respects, you know, in your life, you rose and you left a good job, paid job.
Yes.
To become the, life and the business consultant. Now, the question, yes, I do have for you, it is, how do you now see businesses around you? Particularly now after the COVID, you know what I mean? Like, I must say that old way of thinking, it's over. But you are the survivor. You are the hero now. Now, tell us, what do you see as the biggest mistake of the business people doing by starting from the running business, and, you know what I mean, get into trouble?
The one thing that I see is that people are not looking at different ways. So they're not being... they're not adapting to the new ways of life.
Yeah.
How can we change? How can we adapt to a changing world and be more resilient? It's not the business that needs to change; it's the person's mindset.
Jesus, that's a good day. Yeah, please.
Yeah. So this person's mindset. What if they can't? What if they are unable to delegate more in their business, and they need more control?
Yes.
They feel that they need control and they can't let go of this control.
Yes.
So I have a look at something like this and think to myself, what are you fearful of? Why do you feel the need to be in control?
Yeah, yeah. That's
where
cool,
else
yeah.
in life are you wanting to be in control of too? So there are a lot of things. So what if someone who's behind the scene... So it's always the person and it's never the business.
Yeah.
The person at the top who's making all the decisions, it's them. You know, it's the top down.
Yes.
The person who's driving the bus, if their mindset is not clear from past beliefs. So from 0 to 7, what happened from at their ages from 0 to 7? A lot of these business owners are very resilient. They start up these business owners because they usually have a story. This story has given them resilience.
Yes.
But it's also the same reason why they're also stuck in this business.
Stuck.
I want to know what is holding them down, for what beliefs are holding them down, what emotions are holding them down, what habits Are they drinking so they can go to sleep because they can't sleep? Are they going through marital problems because possibly in their past that they saw their parents have marital problems?
Yes.
Are they not having good relationships with friends? Who knows? So I get deep and I really understand what's happening in their unconscious. And then from there, we can really understand where all this is coming from and really help them dissolve all that.
So do you believe that some people actually running business to just impress people around themselves and actually living biggest lie? You know, I have a great cards, you know, business cards. I have the, you know, some type of office. You know, on social media, look at me, I'm the shake and a baker. But in reality, they just what they're doing, it's actually feeding the ego. Is that the case? Do you see that?
Yeah. A lot of the business owners I get into when I coach, I ask them, why did you start up this business in the first place?
Yes.
And they just assumed that they had to because they had to show everyone how successful they were at the cost of their happiness. So they were trying to achieve and they were achieving and working and doing all those things. But in the center of them, they weren't happy. They weren't at peace. They felt anxious because they weren't living up to the highest values of, you know, what they really loved in their life.
So now as a business coach, you know, as a business consultant and a life coach, and do you have experiences with the people around you who come to you and they want to help, but actually they're prolonging the misery of their life?
Yeah. So if it's sort of like there's a second reason why they're in that misery. Like, does it make them...
Please share with us.
Yeah. So sometimes it makes them comfortable in their misery. So we are...
Okay.
If there was a world, just, you know, using your imagination, magic, yes. Right? If this magic world was a world that you created everything, what was the benefit of you creating this thing that you've created? If you being miserable and you being lonely, what was the benefit to you? You've created this because no one else did it for you.
What if
it meant that you were able to be a victim? And this victim meant that you, you know, were looked after more, or that you could sleep in more, or that, you know, your partner can come up to you and say, "Oh, are you okay?" or any of those things. So even though they don't want it, on a deeper level, it's probably a void that they're trying to fill from such a young age.
So, you know, I just hearing in conversation with you, you mentioned this in the first part of our interview, the purpose. You said, what was my purpose and why I'm doing this? And there's this question of the purpose, why. Can you define more for our listeners what we should check with us ourselves, you know, to define what the purpose in our life it is? If you can share this first, how we know what is our purpose? You know, I mean, this is like waking up 5 o'clock in the morning and going happy to work, but that's my purpose. I feed my family, or I should take a note, you know, I mean, from the Karim Bokhtar, mm-hmm. and you know, I mean,
yeah.
Talk to him to find out what the purpose in life it is.
Yeah, the simple question is, are you being fulfilled at the moment in what you're doing? So the purpose is, yes, you're trying to protect your family and you're trying to do all those things, all the right things. But there are other ways of doing it, by doing the stuff that fulfills you and finding a way to monetize that. There are all these great things, and you're allowed to be happy. People think that you have to work hard, you know, and by working hard means that you can't enjoy life or you can't enjoy the things that you're doing. But this is totally wrong.
It is,
and it's a belief. It's a belief system that is wreaking havoc amongst everyone.
Ah, okay, interesting. Well, Karim, we'll leave it there. We take a short break,
yep.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's at 2:38 p.m. on the 10th of July, 2022. True privilege and honor. Talk to the Karim Bokhtar. Take a short break.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Are you looking for a home loan or refinancing your existing loan? Confused by all the mortgage rigmarole? Not sure where to start? Give Deb a call from Debbie Does Home Loans. With access to over 30 lenders, she can find you the best deal according to your personal situation. Best part is you won't pay a cent for her services. Call Deb on 0449 909 133. The mortgage broker who puts the fun back into finance. DebbieDoesHomeLoans.com.au. Station sponsor.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management. Workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02882 9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Every Friday night from 9 turns back the clock to remember those classic hits of the 50s.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
60s.
I belong with you.
And the 70s. Join Kara McGay as she relives the music of three great decades. Jukebox memories. Some tried to stop it.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Most of us loved it.
McCartney.
Jukebox Jive. Every Friday night from 9 on FM 90.5.
You're listening to the sound of Alive 90.5.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so flat.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, romper smooth skin, you say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines, saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
late with the open booty.
Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song.
Baby Got Back, still mix a lot. My favorite song, but not just favorite song. This is my favorite radio station. And your favorite radio station. What I would invite you to inform your friends and your family members, everybody else. Please become the members of this great radio station. We are here for community and you are here for us. And that's what makes this station great. Now, speaking about
guests from other side of this country, beautiful country Australia. I have Karim Bokhtor in Melbourne right now, who is joining us in the last segment of his interview today. And we're going to find out what Karim does for a living, how he can help you, how you can contact him. And of course, don't forget, quote Mario Beckes, my name. When you contact Karim, you're going to get 150% discount.
For sure, man.
Did you like it, that one? The last part? No, jokes on the side, ladies and gentlemen. Karim, you know, it's a great guy. I truly recommend him to you. As I say, I was the one who was talking him, and you know, he has a life experience, not just a story, life experience. Somebody who has the courage to say about his flaws, about his obstacles faced, you know, and then again stand up, fight the life, cross the obstacles, you know, go to the minefields and reach the goal after goal. It's here to help you. So Karim, tell us, how do you help to people, clients, and how they can find you?
So I help them with both aspects. So someone who's wanting help in their business. Yes. So they've got a, you know, they're a business leader.
Yes.
They may or may not know that they're carrying a lot of burden and trauma or bad habits.
Yeah.
So we help them in both the business and the life. So in the business, we help them diagnose what's actually happening in their business.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a marketing problem? Is it you know, a people problem, which is a big thing? Is it, you know, the list could be endless.
Yes.
But also on the other side, is it a life coaching problem too?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an unconscious problem? Is it a problem that they've been holding for such a long time? Is it a bad habit?
Yes.
Are they anxious? Are they depressed? Are they able to communicate properly with their staff? Yes. So sometimes, you know, a lot of these people have a lot of staff leaving.
Mm.
So why are they leaving? Maybe the feedback is, I can't deal with this person because we just feel that we're on different levels.
Yes.
So we help them that way. And I feel that this is the missing link that I feel that a lot of businesses need.
Yes.
Is that the person that's running the business needs to look internally and for someone else to see their blind spots.
Yes.
This other person needs will be like a sounding board.
Yes.
They have millions on the table.
Mm.
Millions of dollars on the table. And what if they get it wrong? What if everything that they've been able to interpret life was all a misunderstanding? The way that they are seeing life is possibly wrong, or that they are viewing people, or the way that they should treat their staff, or the way that they should communicate with anyone.
Yes.
What if there's another way? And you don't have to put your business on hold. You can actually do both, because I do both. I have a look at the business strategy and I have a look at the life coaching strategy too.
Yes.
And this is the part that makes me feel like I'm Superman, because I have this superpower that's so unique from all the other business coaches out
yes.
there that I feel like I'm Superman. I can go in there and you can tell me what the problems are, not just in the business, but most importantly, what's happening in your life. And I can go in there and I can really help you, not just manage it. So a lot of these people that they're looking for solutions, they're not looking for something that to manage their anger or to manage their addictions or to manage their sleeping, you know, that they can't sleep.
Yes.
They're wanting a result, and they want it fast. They want it gone. And this is where I help.
Yes.
I'm not into this wishy-washy thing, you know. I actually go in there and give results.
And that's what I like it about you. Like, as I said, like, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Karim Bokhtor, you should contact him. Karim, for the end, before we wind up and I go into news, how
yes.
the clients can contact you and everybody who's interested to change life on a better, please share with us where they can find you, how they can contact you.
Please find me at thebusinesslifecoach.com.au, or you can look me up on LinkedIn. I'm on all social media.
Yes.
And I'll be happy to hear from you and to understand what your business is all about and your life is all about, to transform your life,
Karim,
and transform your business.
Thank you so much for being our guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put some song before the news. I'd like to say thank you, Karim, for being our guest today. It was a true privilege.
And for all of you guys, second hour, Life the Butterfield coming in 20 minutes. And till then, enjoy the music, enjoy the news, which is dark, but, you know, like there's nothing beautiful over there. It's going to be nice and warm from the weekend. Take a break. We'll come back after the break.
Thank you, Mario.
Coming round,
turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous at the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around,
every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I get a little bit restless and I dream of something wild. Every now and then I get a little bit helpless and I'm lying like a child in your arms. Every now and then I get a little bit angry and I know I gotta get out and cry. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified. Then I see the look in your eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be home. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my eyes, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart. But every now and then I know you'll always be the only boy who wanted me the way that I am. Every now and then I know there's no one in the universe as magical and wondrous as you. Every now and then I know there's nothing any better and there's nothing that I just wouldn't do. There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
hear you moan. You let me lie in bed when you're doing breakfast with the kids. Landing on my feet with you, I'm so happy this is how we live. Because you know I love you. Because you know I love you.